This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Amin. Wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man istanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin. All praise is due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on His last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on all the Prophets of God and on all those who follow the path of righteousness until the last day. The topic which I will attempt to deal with this evening is that of the duties of a Muslim. And these duties may be divided into a number of different spheres or levels or areas. First, we may divide it or divide them into a Muslim's duty to God and then a Muslim's duty to the universe, the society that he lives in, to himself, to the people around him. In looking at his duty to God and to understand these duties, we have to look in what Allah has said himself concerning it. When we as Muslims attempt to define what are the duties of a human being, we do not sit back and reflect philosophically what should be or what we think should be. No, we go to the source of revelation, and from that source we determine what in fact is required of us. The sources of revelation